I took the walk of a lifetime this past weekend. It wasn't on the South Shore, and it wasn't even in Massachusetts, but it was with more than 50 dear friends on a journey of self-discovery and recognition of the ultimate sacrifice. We started our morning waking up to the sounds of singing black-throated green warblers and winter wrens alongside the rushing brook at the Lost River Campground in North Woodstock, New Hampshire, before finding the trailhead leading up to an important historical landmark on Mount Watonomi. We started with high hopes, with packs full of ready-made trail lunches provided by the dads, joining Hanover's Boy Scouts, Troop 38, as we hiked up the gently sloping trail. We walked past the trout lilies, the bluebead lilies, the trilliums, lady slippers, and the small fields of phlox as the trail suddenly turned more forested, more rugged, and more vertical. The well-worn footpath crossed a stream and from there seemed to become increasingly steeper with every turn we took. After about 2 hours, we found the first piece of a B-18 bomber that crashed into the mountain at about 3,800 feet in a snowstorm on January 15th, 1942, just more than a month after the Pearl Harbor attack that pushed America decidedly into the Second World War. The twisted metal debris strewn across hundreds of yards was partly recognizable as engines and wings and easily told of the horror of the moment of impact. The scouts carried American flags with them and temporarily planted them in solemn respect to the two men killed and five wounded and injured in the collision. It was a moment that none of the boys and dads and moms and at least one little sister will ever forget. We like to say to the scouts that sometimes it's the journey and not the destination, allowing them to understand the value of hard work in life. In this case, as the youngsters pushed themselves to reach their goal, it was both. "What did you do this weekend?" they were asked at school on Monday. "I climbed a mountain to pay respect to soldiers who gave their lives for our country in World War II. And you?" I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 95.9 WATD.com.